This is KUNM. I'm Elaine Baumgartel. Candidates in this year's presidential election have been tight-lipped about the fight against an oil pipeline in North Dakota and how demonstrators there are being treated by police. That's weighing on Sharon Chavez, who is Navajo and Hopi Tewa. She's a retired educator who's lived in San Felipe Pueblo for 47 years. She showed KUNM's Marisa DeMarco around her home and talked about what it means for her as a woman to vote for Democrat Hillary Clinton for president.
These are the Black Mesas over here. And this is so pretty when it rains, when you just get a huge thunderstorm, you will have waterfalls all alongside the mesa. It's gorgeous. The right to vote for natives didn't happen until the late 40s. I was born in 1950, and my dad had been serving in the military. He was a chauffeur in Washington, D.C., and he got to know General Eisenhower. And so when General Eisenhower was running for president, my dad became a Republican and started voting Republican. That was kind of the party for our family back when I was growing up. In all cultures, women are the ones that bring forth the children and raise them and educate them. And they're out there doing so many things. And I don't think that they've been given their proper recognition. I have a granddaughter. She's 13. She really hasn't said a whole lot about Hillary. In time, she'll recognize the significance of having the first female president, if that is to be. Maybe it's just the whole atmosphere that has taken away from what might have been a good campaign for her. I keep hearing that she's not well-liked and that she's not trustworthy, and I haven't really seen that. I also like what Hillary's talking about with education, that she wants to make testing fair and meaningful for every child. I do hope that the promises she's making about testing and making education accessible for everybody is a promise she keeps. At least I can say that we had a woman president in my lifetime. I'm hoping that we'll have more. I would like to see a Native person in office in my lifetime. The Dakota Access Pipeline, or DAPL, is concerning me. Once you dirty something up, how long is it going to take before it can go back to its natural state? Look at what happened with the Animas River. I can only imagine how those people that are trying to fight this are feeling. We feel it down here. I keep waiting for somebody who's in office right now or who's running for office to say something about it. This is home, and this is where the children know they can come. Every time there's something going on, they always know mom and dad are going to be there. And in spirit, when we're gone, our spirits will always be here. So they'll know that. It doesn't matter what office you're seeking, you're representing every human being that lives in this country. And we're all different colors. And we speak languages that are unique to ourselves. We have cultures. We have traditions. We have needs that third world countries also have. There are communities that don't have running water. They don't have adequate road systems. They don't have good schools. And this is right here in the United States of America.
Sharon Chavez of San Felipe Pueblo spoke with KUNM's Marisa DeMarco. Find KUNM's 2016 Voices Behind the Vote series and all of this year's election coverage online at KUNM.org. This is KUNM. I'm Elaine Baumgartel.